This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Such a Lady, and I'm your host, Siobhan. If you are new tuning in, thank you for stopping by. Get comfortable and welcome to our toxic home, your new toxic home. To my sals, Such a Ladies, thank you for coming back each week. I love y'all. Thank you. This week's Such a Lady of the Week is Ja, aka Ja underscore Pretty Boy. Thank you for being you and tuning in to Such a Lady. Thank you for being a sal. Now, y'all, let's get toxic. Our next toxic love story gone wrong is kind of crazy, but they all are. And Jet Donovan was born in Macon, Georgia. And she was said to be charming, beautiful, and pretty much was able to get whatever she wanted. And she did, growing up, especially being the only girl in a family of three children. I'm sure Anjette knew just what to say to get what she wanted. And she would go on to meet and marry Ben Lyles Jr. Ben's father, Ben Sr., owned a restaurant that Ben would eventually end up taking over. And Jet and Ben would go on to have two daughters. And while, you know, they were married, and Jet started helping out at the restaurant, and she realized that she loved it. She actually had the heart for people. That's how she felt. And Jet was said to be friendly, personable, kind, and always willing to give a hug. If you walked in the door, you were getting a hug. Like, she was my type of lady. Do you hear me? She was just someone that made the restaurant feel like home. The people loved her, and she loved them. And Jet and Ben would continue to run the restaurant together, and Ben's mother would help out at the restaurant, and she would also help out with the girls. So they had a cool support system. Over the years, Ben's health started to decline, and it said that he did struggle with alcohol. Whether it was one or both, Ben's presence at the restaurants and his help, just helping out around the place, started to decline, and Jet had to pick up the slack. So before, she was just helping out, but now, like, she's running the show, and she's absolutely loving it. Because yes, they were married, but this was Ben's family's restaurant. And now here we have Anjette coming in to save the day, because Ben got some other stuff going on and he can't really be focused on the restaurant right now. Now, during this time, the couple begins having financial issues, and Anjette finds out that her husband Ben has sold the restaurant without discussing it with her. Man, like, why would you do that? This, like, she had found her place in life, her happy place. So why would you do that to her? And Jet was hurt, to say the least. But the couple didn't have time to have a pity party, because Ben's health was slowly but now fastly declining. And so they had to figure out what was going on, because he was suffering from nosebleeds, headaches, body aches, and the doctors could not tell Ben or his wife what was going on. Ben Jr. eventually passed away. The doctor said he passed away from encephalitis. And this left Anjette to be a single mother of two daughters. And it really didn't give her much time to mourn the loss of her husband, because the bills don't stop coming in once your husband passed away. You know what I mean? And at this time, there wasn't a life insurance policy. So Anjette had a family to feed, and she had daughters to take care of. And she couldn't stay in the house that they had. So she ended up moving back in with her parents. And over time, she ended up saving up money. And she got a loan from the bank. And she ended up buying the restaurant back. The restaurant that was in the family. The one that, you know, her husband sold from underneath her. She ended up buying it back. And she decided that she was going to change the name. She renamed the place Anjette's, and it was popular than it was before. It was located in the heart of Macon on Mulberry Street. Like, how cute is that? Like, you know, you be talking to your friends, let's go to Anjette's on Mulberry Street. And that's what people would say, and that's what they did. People would come for the food and they stayed for the company. Whether it was a word of advice, a friendly hug, a place you could call home, Anjette's was just that place to be, and people loved it there. Anjette was also said to be rather stylish. So here we have this beautiful widow who is running this restaurant alone now because her husband passed away, and everybody just loves her. Like, you know, she's been dealt this bad hand. Her husband sold the restaurant, then he passed away. Then she had to move back in with her parents, and she got the restaurant back. So it's kind of like a rags to riches story, you know, inspirational story, if you will. Now, while working at the new restaurant that she got back, she meets a pilot named Joe Neil Gabbert. And the two begin dating, and they start liking each other. They're digging each other. And Jet's going on these trips with him because, of course, he's a pilot. You know, he's flying her out and stuff. I like it. You love it. The two eventually got married. It was fast. It was a whirlwind. It was extremely fast. The couple went on a trip to New Mexico and came back husband and wife. And Jet's friends and family were surprised, but I mean, what can you do? Because she's grown. What you gonna tell her, that she can't be married? Right, you can't. So you just wish the couple the best. Joe moved in with Anjette and her daughters once the two came back and they were husband and wife. Now, shortly after the two got married, Joe had to have surgery on his wrist. It was minor surgery. It wasn't major. It was minor. But while he was in the hospital, Joe developed a fever and a painful rash that spread all over his body. And the doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. Like, he just came in for this minor surgery. What is happening here? Like, this man is having a spike fever. This rash is all over his body. And nobody can say what's going on. The doctors continue to try to figure out what was going on with Joe, but he never fully recovered. He was eventually transferred to the Veterans Hospital, where he would pass away. And so Anjette was a widow again at her young age with two children. That's extremely sad. Like, it was over a short period of time. Now, after Joe died, Anjette got a settlement. And with this money, she went and bought a new car, a Cadillac, and a house. Like, homegirl was styling and profiling. She was like, listen, I've had some really rough times. I deserve to treat me and my daughters to something nice. And we deserve to have a house. We work hard, you know. So we deserve this. So that's what she did. She went and bought her a new car and a new house. Now, because Injet was so friendly and had such a charming personality, she had everyone feeling sad for her. Because again, this is husband number two that's passed away. This lady has the worst luck ever. You know what I'm saying? And this has to be horrible for her daughters that their father passed away and then their stepfather passed away. But guess who wasn't worried about it? Injet. Not at all, because shortly after Joe's death, she started dating another pilot that worked at the same company that Joe and Jet's second husband, who passed away, worked at. Now, this did raise some eyebrows, okay? It did. But what you gonna do? You gonna say something, Jet? No, you're not, because you just don't look right. It don't smell too good, but you don't got no proof of what's going on, but the town is starting to talk at this time. They're starting to say, okay, and Jet, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Behind her back, this is what everyone's saying. But again, nobody's saying anything to her face because everyone grieves differently. Once Anjet is in the new house, her mother-in-law wants to be closer to her and the grandbabies. And honestly, Julia has always been around. You know, since Ben passed, even before he passed, she was at the restaurant with them. So it's not like these two women were strangers. This was Anjet's mother-in-law. This was her daughter's grandmother. So she was family. Now, once Anjet started to go through Julia's financial records, she discovered that Julia had a little bit of change in her pocket. And from that moment on, Anjet was on Julia's heels about putting her in her will. She was on her. But Julia was adamant. She was like, no, that's not happening. And I'm not sure if, like, maybe Julia was sticking around because she wanted to make sure her granddaughters were going to be okay, or if she just loved Julia. I mean, she just loved Anjet. She just didn't want to put her in the will. I don't know, but I just feel like mamas know. They just know everything. And it's a reason why Julia was so adamant about not wanting to put Anjet in her will. So Anjet kept asking, she kept pressuring, and Julia was just like, no, like she could not be swayed. And she wasn't, not at all. Now, shortly after Anjet kept asking Julia about being in this will, Julia becomes ill and ends up in the hospital. And of course, here comes her loving daughter-in-law, and she stays with Julia while she's in the hospital for over a month. She stays and she brings all her favorite snacks and she's nice to the staff. She's just that person that you're like, oh wow. And she got married after this. Like this isn't even her current mother-in-law, her last mother-in-law. This was her first husband's mother-in-law. She could have just left her alone, but no, here Anjet is. She's here. She's showing up every day. She's just this amazing woman. And that's what everybody was thinking until Julia passed away. And then Anjet had to get back to life. She had to get back to taking care of the restaurant and taking care of her daughters. Now, once Julia passed away, here comes Anjet with this will saying that Julia wanted her to have the majority of her savings. Now, this is crazy because there were people around who knew that Julia did not at all want Anjet to have anything. So this goes into probate. And then people really start talking, because this is the third person this close to Anjette to die. And yes, people do die, but it seemed like the people who were close to Anjette died very suspiciously and very rapidly. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on over here? Something in the tea ain't right. Two husbands and a mother-in-law down, okay? Nobody was left but the babies. And Anjette would never do anything to the babies. Or would she? Oh, she would. Anjette's daughter, Marcia, ended up in the hospital. And the doctors just really couldn't find out what was wrong with her. She just kept getting worse and worse. Her health started to decline. And I guess Anjette's staff said, enough is enough. You know what? Enough is enough. I'm sick of it. In an anonymous letter that was sent, it stated that Anjette kept a lot of poisons and other strange stuff around the restaurant in her house. And when Anjette was asked about these strange things, she said it was to get rid of bugs at the restaurant. But the issue was, there weren't any bugs. The only thing that kept coming around Anjette and dying were people. There weren't any bugs at all. It was just people who kept dying. Before the police could intervene, Marcia had passed away. But Anjette was now on the police's radar. Once they searched Anjette's house, they found several poisons that contained arsenic. And when they actually did test on Anjette's daughter, she had the same poison in her system that was found in Anjette's house and in the restaurant. Right? So how you kill your own kid? Like, I'm just saying, like, how you do that to your own baby? Like, she was a baby. She was a baby. This got folks to thinking, if she could do this to her own daughter, what about the other people? What about Ben? What about Joe? What about Julia? Was it possible that Anjette could do something to them as well? The only way they were going to find out would be to exhume those bodies. And they did. Once they went and tested each one of the bodies, they determined that each of the bodies had arsenic in them. So Anjette, the cook, the restaurant owner, the person that everybody loved, was actually a serial killer. She was out here just killing folks. Just because. She killed her first husband, Ben. Now, mind you, there wasn't a life insurance policy on Ben Jr. There wasn't one on him. But I think that she was just mad at him. I'm sorry, y'all. I think she was just mad at him because of the fact that he sold that restaurant. And you don't do Anjette like that. You don't do her like that. You don't just be out here selling a restaurant when she didn't found her purpose in life. And so he had to go. And then we got Joe. Listen, I think that after that first killing of Ben, I don't think that Anjette had any problem. I think that it was more so about the money, because she wasn't even married to him very long at all. Like, she got in and she got out. And then once she found out that Julia had a little change in her pockets, it was like, okay, well, I did it twice before and I didn't get caught. Why not try it again? And she did it again, and she should have stopped. But of course, nope, can't tell her nothing. Nope, she didn't believe fat meat was greasy. So she was like, you know what? Why not try for the kid? And she absolutely did, her own baby. I just don't understand it. Anjette was charged and sentenced to death. She was. Her death sentence was eventually overturned, though. And Anjette was declared insane. But it's also said that since she was the first white female woman on death row in Georgia, the governor did not want that story associated with his history. So Injet was sent before a committee and she was declared insane. She was sent to the state hospital for the insane in Millville, where she would stay until she died from a heart attack at the age of 52. Now, while at the hospital, Injet is said to have worked in the kitchen doing what she loved. Injet was a piece of work. I don't think that the lady was crazy at all. I just think that she got away with murder the first time, and then she thought she was smarter than everyone else. She thought that she could continue to keep getting away with it, and then these life insurance policies and these wills and this money, I just think that greed just took over, and that's all she could think about. And it sucks because she had the potential. She had the restaurant. You know what I mean? If she worked from the bottom up, she could do it again. You know what I mean? If she could continue, people were coming. It wasn't like the restaurant was struggling. It wasn't like people had said, I don't want to stop coming here. She could have just lived a happy life with her daughters. But I guess that don't work when you crazy as hell. You can't just live a normal life when you're crazy. You got to be out here doing crazy stuff. And that's what Injet was doing. And I thank you guys for tuning in to our toxic love story gone wrong this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed researching it. If you are in a toxic relationship and you are looking for a way out, you've been praying for a sign, this is it. Today's your day. Today's the day that you choose you. Today's the day that you decide that, hey, look, I don't want to do this no more. I deserve better. I'm going to have better. If you need help, you can always reach out to us here at Such a Lady. Or if you don't want us in your business, you can reach out to the National Domestic Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. And they'll be more than happy to help you. If you are the toxic in a relationship and you decided today, look, I don't want to be toxic no more, then we can help you too. All you got to do is reach out. The resources are there. The help is there. If you don't want us in your business, you too can reach out to the National Domestic Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. I just pray that you choose you, because everything that God has for you is going to be on the other side of toxic. It is. But you got to choose you first. We listen to these stories every week and we see what happens at the end of toxic. And it's not always death. Some people end up in jail. Some people do end up dead, but we don't want that to be your story. And it doesn't have to be your story. I love you guys. Don't forget to be great on purpose. Remember, don't let a bad morning turn into a bad day. Don't milk it. I hope you guys meet me over on the socials at SuchALady30 on Instagram and SuchALady on Facebook. I'll meet you guys back at the same toxic place at the same toxic time next week. I love you guys. Don't forget to be great on purpose. Thank you for tuning in.